Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. About 4 years ago, Wichita educator Raul Rangel took his first trip overseas for a study abroad program in France. That trip inspired an audacious lifetime quest to visit every country in the world.
I do really like Google Flights. I like Google Flights, and I like to put destination anywhere.
KMUW's Suzanne Perez talks with Rangel about his global travels, coming up after the news. The Wichita Teachers Union is planning a sit-in protest at the next school board meeting on Monday as teachers enter a fourth week without voting on a proposed new contract, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
Teachers often work beyond their contract day, planning lessons and grading assignments. In protest, Wichita teachers will bring paperwork they normally finish at home to work on during the BOE meeting. Teachers are waiting on the Wichita School District to finalize language for a proposed contract. The district and union announced a tentative deal in August. Some teachers are unhappy with the contract deal based on its proposed raise and lack of additional planning time. Union leaders are not endorsing the proposal. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
It's been exceptionally hot and dry in Kansas this last month. And as Rachel Schnelly of the Kansas News Service reports, experts say the heat wave is worsening drought conditions.
In August, a long-lasting area of high pressure caused increasingly hot and dry conditions across much of Kansas. Adam Allgood with the National Weather Service and U.S. Drought Monitor says drought conditions have worsened just in the last 5 weeks.
The drought is not as intense as it was during the spring conditions. However, these conditions are considerably worse than they were at the end of last summer.
By midsummer, conditions had improved enough that nearly all of Kansas was drought-free. Now, almost the entire southern half of the state is under moderate or severe drought. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh.
The city of Wichita is about to launch its 2026 community survey to gain insight about people's perceptions and priorities. The city will soon mail questionnaires to 6,500 residents as part of the annual survey. Mayor Lily Wu says it's a chance for people to share their thoughts on city services, quality of life, and spending priorities.
What is working? What could be better? What matters most to you? Those are the questions that will be posed in that community survey.
People who don't receive a questionnaire in the mail can still share their feedback online. Results from the survey help inform decisions the city council makes through the year, including its annual budget. More information and past results are at wichita.gov/survey. Broadband leaders are still waiting for instructions on how they can use $21 billion in federal money to connect rural areas to the internet. That includes about $285 million in Kansas. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports states can't spend the money until the Trump administration issues guidance.
The Federal Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, program is meant to help states connect remaining far-flung places to high-speed internet. States had to rework project proposals last year to lower the cost of the program under new rules from the Trump administration. Drew Gardner with the Benton Institute for Broadband and Society says states have the funding to build the broadband infrastructure, but the federal government has not told states how they can spend more than $20 billion for non-infrastructure needs like digital skills training.
To date, they've missed a number of deadlines that they had previously given themselves to release that guidance.
He says there isn't a clear idea of when or how the instructions will be released. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
The Kansas Immigration Coalition is planning workshops this month to help people navigate immigration-related issues. On September 19th, the coalition will hold a citizenship clinic at the Wichita School District headquarters building at Lincoln and Edgemore. Immigration attorneys and volunteers will help people complete their applications for naturalization. More information is on the Kansas Immigration Coalition Facebook page. Wichita Habitat for Humanity is marking a milestone in their restoration of 8 homes at Pope Leo Village. The organization will hold a ground blessing ceremony in the northeast Wichita neighborhood on Thursday. The event is open to the public. Construction started this month on Pope Leo Village. The nationwide housing project began locally with an anonymous donor. It brings together Habitat and interfaith volunteers to rehabilitate homes near 26th and Ash. The finished houses will be available to families through Habitat's home ownership program. The Wichita Design Council is asking people to help memorialize Wichita's first black mayor by sharing their photographs of A. Price Woodard Jr. Woodard was a criminal defense attorney, Army veteran, and former Board of Education member. He was elected in 1970. In January, the city hired a California-based artist to create a bronze bust of the former mayor. An early version of the statue is based on two reference images. The Design Council is looking for more photos for the artist to reference. The bust will eventually be installed in A. Price Woodard Park at Douglas and Waco. The Great Plains Nature Center in Wichita is hosting a weekly program this fall to teach children about nature. Trail Tots is a program every Wednesday through October that features guided tours through the Quail Trail in Chisholm Creek Park. Children will join staff members and volunteers from 10 to 11 a.m. Wednesdays for nature-based learning activities. Trail Tots is aimed at children ages 2 through 10, but children of all ages are welcome. More information is at gpnc.org. We'll have more after this.
September's Pint Night will be at Goldfinch, the new coffee and cocktail bar. Come join other KMUW listeners and staff for a laid-back evening of conversation and socialization. It's from 5:30 to 7 on Wednesday, September 16th, and Goldfinch is at 1640 East Waterman. See you there!
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. When he's not working as a translator in Wichita or teaching Spanish at Butler Community College, Raul Rangel travels the world. At age 28, he's visited 90 countries and counting. KMUW's Suzanne Perez sat down with Rangel to talk about his bucket list and what travel has taught him.
Raul Rangel made his first trip overseas about 6 years ago, while a junior at Wichita State. A native of Guadalajara, Mexico, he spoke three languages and dreamed of seeing the world, so he looked into study abroad programs.
So I applied and ended up being the best decision in my life.
He traveled to France that summer, spending a month amid the picturesque coastlines and Pyrenees foothills of the French Basque Country. He took side trips to Germany, Slovenia, Croatia, and more, 13 countries in all.
Wherever I could find a cheap way, I would just go and see what happens.
He stayed in hostels, made friends, and learned to navigate airports and train stations. And then he set an audacious goal. He would visit every single country in the world. He's met plenty of people with a backpack and a dream, he says.
I thought, if they can do it, why can't I?
Now Rangel is 28, and he has seen 90 countries, nearly half the total. When he's not working as a translator or teaching Spanish at Butler Community College, he travels the world and documents his adventures on his Instagram account, Tapatio por el Mundo. That translates loosely to Man from Guadalajara Goes Around the World.
I know a lot of people that they'll plan 2 weeks in Japan, which is all right. But for me, I would say maybe like 5 days and then go to South Korea and then maybe go to Beijing and get a little vibe of all three, just a glimpse, because who knows when you'll be in that side of the world again.
After completing master's degrees in Spanish, Slavic languages, and indigenous studies, he was offered a Fulbright scholarship to study in Costa Rica.
And then I found cheap flights to El Salvador and Ecuador and Colombia. It was very cheap, like $50 from Costa Rica.
His passion for world travel is not cheap, but he has learned how to find bargains. The key is flexibility.
I do really like Google Flights. I like Google Flights, and I like to put destination anywhere.
The destination anywhere approach has taken him to Andorra, Argentina, Senegal, and South Africa. Instagram photos show him beside the Great Pyramids in Egypt and mimicking Edvard Munch's The Scream at a museum in Norway.
In China, seeing the Great Wall of China, that was just breathtaking. I was like, wow, like, this is incredible.
Rangel says traveling offers insight and faith in humanity.
Most people in the world, they don't want to do you harm. If they see you struggling, they want to help you. Most people genuinely are just good people.
About 25% of his travel is planned out. The rest is spontaneous. He recently joined two friends on a trip to Albania.
A week before, I was like, you know that Albania is really close to Macedonia and Kosovo? And they were like, really? Yeah. Do you, like, want to go there? They're like, let's go.
And traveling teaches things you just can't learn at home.
You see the world for what it really is and not really like the news and all that. So you might have some perceptions about some countries and people. But when you meet those people it's different. When you get to know them, talk to them, the world is much less scary once you realize that we're all human.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
The fatal shooting of a teenager at a protest in Seattle has gone unsolved for 6 years.
This is open in your face. How are there no answers?
Our investigation has uncovered new evidence and witnesses who say they've never talked to police.
Did police ever call you?
Not once.
Listen to We Keep Us Safe, a new true crime series on the Embedded podcast from NPR.